You're listening to SBS News.
Australia and India have signed a major trade deal cutting tariffs on Australian exports, including wine and a range of other agricultural products, including avocados, cherries, nuts, blueberries and almonds. The agreement cuts tariffs from more than 85% of Australian exports to India, while 96% of Indian goods imported into Australia become duty-free once the agreement comes into force. Prime Minister Scott Morrison praised the deal as opening one of the biggest economic doors available in the region.
We've been working on this for many years, the last 3.5 years in particular. We are opening the biggest door of one of the biggest economies in the world in India. Now, the Indian economy is worth billions and billions and billions all around the world. And there are many countries who want to do more business with India, but it's actually Australia that has been able to secure and the agreement that we've been able to reach.
Mr. Morrison thanked former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who was sent as a special envoy for the deal, as well as Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who he says he's become close with. Ahead of the upcoming federal election, Mr. Morrison says the deal is about creating more jobs, and he's praised the Liberal Party for opening up foreign trade agreements since they took power.
When we came to government, 27% of our trade was covered by these export agreements. Today, it's 78%. And what we're doing is we're unlocking the markets around the world for Australians so they can unlock the wealth that is in our regions and they can unlock the jobs. And that's why Australia's economy is so strong, because of our economic plan to get Australia on the front foot.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he's disappointed by Mr. Morrison's lack of courtesy in withholding information on the deal from the Labor Party, but nevertheless says he supports the trade deal with India.
In terms of the India free trade agreement, we welcome it. Peter Varghese did a significant report some years ago now that largely is laid on the shelf. India is an important nation. It will grow to the third largest economy in the world in coming years.
But not everyone has praised the deal. Dr. Patricia Ranald from the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network says the deal was rushed and lacked necessary scrutiny.
As usual, the process for reaching this deal has been secretive and the text has not been released until after the deal was signed today. The problem with trade agreements is the devil is in the detail. And this particular agreement has been rushed to be completed before the election, and there won't be any independent assessment or scrutiny or any parliamentary process until after the election.
Ms. Ranald says without proper scrutiny of the details in trade deals such as this one, Australia doesn't know what it actually traded for the agreement to pass. She says it means Australians have to trust the government's promise that all is positive in the deal and that the true costs and benefits won't be truly known until after the election. She also says she's concerned about the impact of the deal on labour rights and the environment.
We do know that there's nothing in this deal which commits either government to basic labour rights or to environmental standards. And we believe there should be commitments on all those things in every trade agreement.
The Australian federal election must be held before the 21st of May 2022. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.